And now, in colour, Tim Firth, Tim DeYoung, Michael Rutger, and William Van Dyke. Well, this week is a bit special. My mum, Mrs. DeYoung, always had a saying.
It was, "Can I keep my old surname, please, Vicar?"
No, it was Klim Iedereen Berg, which in Holland means climb every mountain.
Yeah, you use that a lot in Holland, don't they?
Yeah, which is why this week I'm fulfilling a lifetime ambition. I've entered me, Will, Firthy, Mike, and the entire audience in the London Marathon.
What?
Welcome to the London Marathon. Will all runners please proceed to marshalling?
Hold on a minute. I thought we'd come to watch.
I am not running a marathon.
Hey, it's okay. There's nothing to it. This gun goes off and then you just peg it.
It isn't just like that. Marathon runners train for months. They eat pasta. They rub Vaseline on their nipples.
Why?
Because that's what runners have to do. It prevents you getting jogger's nipple.
Jogger's nipple?
Yeah.
I thought there was a cocktail.
I thought that was a cocktail. Speaks Michael Rutger, the voice of the middle classes. My God, you had it all.
Yes, let's not start this again.
What do you think about Northern Inner City deprivation? I don't know. Has it got grenadine in it?
Yes.
Look, come on. We have to go to marshalling now. I've got some kit for everyone. That's for the audience. Mike, your white vest and shorts. Firthy, your white vest and shorts. Right. And William, here's your chicken costume.
That's brilliant. That's really lifelike. It's got eggs and everything.
I'm not wearing that.
Right, everyone. Take it steady for the first 10 miles.
Why do I have to dress up as a chicken?
Because someone always has to dress up in a comedy costume in every marathon.
That's right. Emil Zatopek won the 52 Helsinki Marathon dressed as a ghost with his head under his arm.
Yeah. He didn't win, though. I think some Chinese guy won and set a new world record.
What of?
12 minutes. He was dressed as a motorcycle dispatch rider. And now in colour, the Royal Shakespeare Company Christmas Pantomime.
Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in with petty pace from day to day.
Oh, no, it doesn't!
Hi, I'm Mr. Thomas. I booked a hire car.
Oh, that's right. Your complete hire car is ready for you, sir. It's been specially validated to make you feel completely at home.
Oh, brilliant. Good.
As you can see, we've stuffed fruit pastel wrappers into all the ashtrays for you, sir.
Oh, that's very kind.
And we've picked the middle bit out of the gear stick and rubbed all the symbols off the ventilation controls. It works quite randomly anyway. And there's a leaf in it.
Oh, the leaf. I was going to ask you about the leaf. Good.
Here's the toolkit, the right. Jack. This is the really important bit here, so I'll just throw that away now.
Saves time, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are there any tapes?
Of course, here they are.
Ah.
Or the usual favourites, Linda's Farm, 100 Minutes of Foster and Allen, the very best of Roberta Flack.
All empty?
Not only empty, sir, but also covered in that sticky stuff that you've no idea where it comes from.
Marvellous, that's great.
Parking tickets are here and here.
Right.
A warped 1985 AA handbook here. And here's the manual for the Austin Montego, which isn't your car.
Right, brilliant. Well, I'll see you then.
Sir, finally, this is the wrong key for the boot.
Oh, thanks.
Yellow pages. We're not just here for the nasty things in life, like a blocked drain or Hitler.
Will the race marshal on London Bridge, who's wearing cowboy boots, a Stetson and a marshal's starry sheriff badge, stop it! No one thinks you're funny.
Will, how are we doing?
I don't know. Oh, I can't see a thing for all this.
There's a lot of people, aren't there?
No, I've got a chicken head on.
What position are we?
Well, put it this way. So far, I've been overtaken by the 3 degrees, 15 other chickens, and Bernie Clifton on that ostrich thing.
Tim went off like a rocket. Some of the audience are doing pretty well, too.
Yeah. How's Firthy doing?
Hey, lads, over here. Hey, look at this. this is brilliant. A whole table of free orange squash.
You're supposed to take some and then run on with it.
Are you? Oh.
I've had 17 cuts.
17?
Yeah, and I've ordered a chicken a la russe with oyster sauce.
What?
Where from? That trackside food stop over there.
That's not a food stop, that's a French restaurant.
Oh.
Pillar.
I'd better go and cancel the three-piece treat I ordered from the trackside furniture shop.
Red leader to all red arrows. Hold formation until 235627 over Barton Airfield to commence display.
Arrow 2 to red leader, over.
Receiving, what's the problem 2, over.
I think I've run out of red smoky stuff, over.
Didn't you check?
Oh, no, hold on. It's all right. I found some more in the glove compartment. Three to leader. What are we doing today?
What do you mean, what we doing? We're doing the flying together, then the flying apart, letting the red stuff out, then finishing off with some general zooming about.
Right. No fighting, then.
I've told you three, the red arrows do aerobatics. If you wanted to be a fighter pilot, you should have said so at the time.
He's got a gun on the front of his plane.
Have you?
No, he has. He's got it poking out the front. I can see it.
You put that bloody gun away and don't use it, three, and that's an order.
Four to leader.
Yes.
You know the bit where we all peel off and roll over a few times?
Yes.
Would you mind if I gave that one a miss today? It's just that I'm feeling
a bit
rough.
He's scared.
I am not scared.
He closes his eyes when he rolls over.
That is not true.
And he said to me he didn't like zooming.
I never did, Red Leader, you bloody snitch.
You will peel off and tumble number four and you'll do it properly. Mm. And you'll be a credit to the Red Arrow's motto. Fly free, fly proud, zoom, and let red stuff out.
You forgot the bit about the bombing.
There is no bit about bombing, number three. You keep putting it in.
Tell you what, for a bit of a change, why don't we introduce that manoeuvre number five did?
Which one?
The one where he changed from red stuff to black stuff and did a nosedive free fall from 21,000 feet.
Because, if you remember, he only did that the once, didn't he, number two?
Got a big cheer, though.
And now in colour, it's time for Poet's Corner.
Well, it's a lovely cross by Stephen Spender, flicked on by Ted Hughes, the near post. This could be dangerous. Larkin's header. Oh, my God! Robert can do nothing. 4-0. What a powerful header by Philip Larkin.
And now a truly great offer, collected for the first time on one CD. Ripo Records presents different war songs to the English ones that you know.
They were only playing mahjong.
Including from the Boxer Rebellion in China, 1755, they were only playing mahjong.
Mahjong, when one shogun bet and all the other shogun's tiles.
And from Southern Africa at the end of the 19th century,
there's no warring like a bull, warring like no warring, I'm sure. Everything about it is quite boring when you're scouring the great outdoors for boars.
And from India in 1947.
Oh, what a lovely series of non-violent civil disturbances.
And from the Norwegian resistance movement in World War II, the classic number one.
It's a long way to Stavanger. It's a long way to go. It's a long way to Stavanger. And the deepest fjord I know. Goodbye, Carl Johans Gotter. Farewell, Holmen Cornish. It's a long, long way to Stavanger, and it's a fine example of a state church.
This section of the London Marathon is sponsored by the British Tobacco Awareness Board. Go on, have a fag.
Photos. Oh, here, you, sir. Have your souvenir marathon photograph taken?
Oh, my God.
There's a variety of stand-up poses for you to choose from. I could just take one of you running. That's pose A.
No, I'm
or
sorry.
Pose B. Very popular this year. That's you sitting on the curb honking up in the gutter. And we put your name underneath it and a little scroll saying exactly where in the London Marathon you threw up and packed it in. Okay,
oh, no.
Okay. Tell you what. How about one of you standing next to that large crowd of quite napped off looking runners?
Oh, that's our audience.
Okay, say cheese.
Tim, we're all over here. Come and run alongside us.
God, you're doing really well to get this far up the field, Tim. How do you feel?
Okay. Breathing okay? Good pace?
Yeah. How about you?
You're fine. Don't worry.
Yeah. What are you doing in that car?
Well, there was this trackside car stop, you see.
Yeah, well, it's a long stop.
We thought, instead of running per se, we could be your support crew. So, come on, get in. We can bypass the crash and head down the A417.
Yeah, defeats the point a bit, though.
Oh, they haven't been a Tour de France.
Just think, a leisurely coffee, Danish pastry, and still break the world record by an hour.
Hang on, who's going to pay for all that? That'll come to about, £3. Price of a good suit.
No, it isn't.
It is where he shops.
Tight-fisted, get international.
I am not tight-fisted. I'm careful with my money.
He spent 4 hours haggling in Burton's last time.
And what did I finally get that £170 suit for,
A beaded leather goat whip his auntie bought back from Namibia.
Thank you.
I've a message for Mr. Quinton, runner 3544. Could you phone Linda, please? Thank
you. Yeah, boy. Look, there go the audience. How are you doing?
Okay.
That bloke in the suit, he's on for a personal best, apparently. 1 hour 15 split time.
Yeah, just think how well he'd be doing if he wasn't carrying his daughter on his shoulders.
I've another message for Mr. Quinton, runner 3544. Mrs. Quinton wants to know who Linda is.
Yellow pages. We're not just here for the nasty things in life, like a blocked drain. We're here for the nice things too. Like the laughter of a child. The warmth of a woman's smile. Jacqueline Bissett in a wet vest. Good old yellow pages. You'll find us in the yellow pages. Under Y.
I'd like to sing a song for you now. I've been performing songs for a good few years now with old Mikey at the piano there, haven't we?
Yeah.
We found that Mike's lyrics and my tune seem to mold together very well, haven't we? I mean, it's...
Yeah.
We'd like to sing our latest song for you now. It's... Have you got it?
Yeah, the words are there.
Right, lovely. This is the new song, it's called The Way I Feel Tonight. I know you think I didn't even notice you last night. I didn't mention the clothes you wore or the state of your hair. I didn't speak in the restaurant or even in the car on the way home. I know you thought for all I cared you might not have been there. But life is a funny game. No two throws ever seem the same. And some things are hard to understand. The last thing I want you to do is think it's because of you. 'Cause you see, all this is to do with the fact that I'm a git. I'm a shallow hypocrite. I'm a two-timing, backstabbing, treacherous, cold-hearted git. I've been waiting to say that to you for a long time, sunshine. And I want you to know this is the last lyric I'm ever gonna write for you. Stuck away at the piano with you out there taking all the glory. It'll all be 50-50, you said 7 years ago, ha 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 ha. And another thing I hate about you is that stupid little laugh you do. I bet you did one just then. And I hate those little stupid pauses. Yes, those stupid pauses. Let's face it, it's an Elton John rip-off like every other song you ever wrote. You wouldn't let me try any lyrics that were hard or experimental. You always wanted romantic images in poetic words. Well, let's see how you like this lot. Nicky, knacky, knocky, new, ping, pong, pong, yeah. Gold Star Haulage UK Limited. Schnell, we're losing pressure. Oh, you've no idea how much I am enjoying this. And another thing you used to hate were lines that were slightly too long. Well, here we are. This must go down in history as the longest single line in any song by a git. A worming little toad. I bet you live underground, overground, wumbling free. Now you have to pay my VAT, your royalties, you git. Now we're coming to the end. But before you do your favourite big chorus repeat, I'll stop.
Supermarkets all the way round. You know you're going to have to pay some money soon.
Staff announcement, staff announcement. Will all staff please make sure there is a big empty shelf where the bridge should be.
The reason we have come here is because marathon runners need pasta for energy, so we're going to get some
yes,
for Tim.
Yes, yes, but I'm sure you're supposed to eat it a couple of weeks before the race rather than during it.
Staff announcement. Would one member of the till staff ring a strange bell and then shout, Mr. Little Biscuits, and hold them above their head? Thank you.
Supermarket psychology is incredible, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, the way the food is specifically laid out to make you want to buy it.
Rubbish. It's on shelves.
No, it's true. In northern Germany, they proved it once. They built a supermarket where instead of open, downward-sloping shelves, the food was locked up in industrial containers. And if you asked for the key, the sales assistants would smash you in the face with planks. Didn't do half as well as Sainsbury's.
Okay, right, we've got the pasta. Let's get back to the race.
Calling all runners, the English Athletics Board will be using this race to select the runners to represent England in the next Olympics. The first two people to spot the chairman of selectors and say, you are the chairman of selectors and I claim my international selection, will be going to Barcelona. Thank you.
Yeah, come on. That's the way. Come on, eat it all up.
Oh, I don't want any pasta. Right, here's the next panful. Are we bothering with garnish at all?
I'm in the middle of a race. I do not want to... Ah! Oh, he's gone over on the curb.
Can you walk?
I think it's sprained. Right, let's get him into the first aid tent.
And I kid you not, it'd only stay together while he'd got his bike helmet on. And as soon as it came off... Oh, hello.
Are you the doctor?
Yes. Why are you wearing a chicken costume?
Never mind. Look, our friend's got a sprained ankle.
Okay, on the couch, Tom.
Ah! Have you got some bandages and a splint?
Bandages?
Yes.
Oh, no, sorry, we don't do bandages anymore.
What?
No, bandages, a bit passe, I'm afraid. We're more into sort of alternative medicine now.
What, you mean homeopathy, osteopathy?
Well, sympathy, mainly.
Sympathy?
Yes, you know, dear, that sort of thing.
Oh, it still hurts.
Yes, when I wasn't doing it properly. For a sprained ankle, I'd do this. Oh, dearie me. Oh, now there. Oh, look, just put your feet up.
Ow! Yeah, well, what happens if, let's just say, that doesn't work?
Ah, well, in that case, you should try the next tent. The race sponsors have taxied out a special medical expert from Harley Street.
With the owner of car registration number AP2147K... LPH2LD147YD, please move it as the number plate is causing an obstruction.
In the kingdom of the dispossessed, there is only obsession. In the solitude of her heart, there is only love. And this could only be an advert for perfume.
Okay, lads. This new police drugs operation is about to commence. Now, what are we going to call it?
Well, how about we call it Operation Gavin MacDonald?
Who's he?
Oh, he's my cousin.
Why should we name it after your cousin?
Oh, he'll be very flattered. It's his birthday tomorrow.
How about making it surreal, Sarge? Like, Operation
Nah!
Shut up, all right? I want sense.
Sorry, we could call it Operation Operation. You know, like that pop group, Duran... Oh, what was it?
Or perhaps we could call it Operation's Been a Complete Success, Mrs. Jones.
No, I think we think...
She's my auntie, you know.
No.
I know, Sarge. We could confuse them by calling it Operation... Hello! We're hiding over here! And then be somewhere else entirely.
No. Let's have a poem. Operation Muppled in Silence starts. It's Bible black about the arts. The moon drifts like an ancient god. Get your truncheon out and hit some people.
Yeah, that'll do.
She's leaving now on the midnight train, never coming back again. Leaving now on the midnight train.
We apologize, ladies and gentlemen, that the midnight train has been delayed. Thank you.
She's leaving on the delayed midnight train, never coming back again. Leaving shortly on the midnight train.
Ladies and gentlemen, the midnight train will now depart 15 minutes late from platform 4.
She's leaving in 15 minutes from platform 4 on the delayed midnight train, never coming home again. Leaving reasonably shortly from platform 4 on the midnight train.
Ladies and gentlemen, sorry to announce that due to electrification work, the midnight train will be delayed approximately 40 minutes. That's 40 minutes. We're also sorry to report that there will be no buffet service available on this train. Thank you.
She's gonna catch the bus.
Ow, steady.
Oh, yes, Mr. De Jong, sprained ankle, yes.
I think so.
Why is that man wearing a chicken costume?
Never mind.
Okay, lie back on the couch, all three of you.
Really?
Yes, this will help him. Right, stretch your toes out as far as they'll go, then relax. Now, let's go back to the very beginning. Did any of your parents buy your brother's presents and leave you out?
What? He tripped on the curb.
Everything is to do with our childhood.
Oh, couldn't I just have a splint?
You're drifting into a deep, deep sleep.
Oh, this is stupid.
And you.
This is absolutely...
Now, very gently, tell me about your childhood.
My childhood.
Childhood.
Magpie.
You watch Magpie? Good, not Blue Peter. It's a very important schism.
With the presenter who looks a bit like Brian May out of Queen.
Good.
Screen Test.
The Children's Film Foundation.
Good. Now.
Vision on.
Well, sorry, we can't return any of your paintings.
Crackerjack with Peter Clays and Don McLean.
Yes, I had a bath this morning.
And right. And what did you love to eat?
Spangles.
Normal and old English flavour.
No more spangles. I want some spangles.
Where are all the spangles?
Do not distress yourselves. You will forget spangles.
Texan bar.
No, look.
Forget sweets. What else was important in your childhood?
The wacky races.
You want another medal, you bangly half-brained hound?
Yes, look, stop it now, stop it.
Bagpuss was just a saggy old cloth catpuss,
but Emily loves him.
Right, listen, you are no longer children when I click my fingers. You will be exactly as you were. Except Mr. De Jong, who will be Lassie Viren, the Olympic 5 and 10,000 metre champion. Well, you've got to have a laugh, haven't you?
Oh, I feel really strange. Oh, I feel really strange. Oh, Hinz Club on the Grand Entreport.
Yellow pages. We're not just here for the nasty things in life, like a blocked drain. We're here to clutter up that cupboard under the stairs. We're here for you to doodle over your blue biro during phone calls. But most of all, We're here to be ripped out of public phone boxes and stuffed down the front of tramps' trousers.
Yellow pages. That's why they call us.
Can I have a word with my lawyer, please?
And now, time to dip into the culture box.
We're very pleased this week to be able to read you some extracts from a new book of poetry. It's a selection of the works of one of England's most widely read, but sadly most underrated poets, Bob Riley.
Bob Riley, son of Brian and Sheila Riley, was born above a bookshop in Hatfield. He did not set pen to paper until the age of 54, when he was suddenly inspired by the approaching birthday of his nephew, Colin.
You're growing up. You're growing up. In, oh, so many ways. May all your hopes and dreams come true on this, your special day. 1974.
The move to Hallmark cards was a major breakthrough for him.
You really are, in many ways, a lovely little boy who's brought your mum and dad and gran such happiness and joy. And now you are much older, and though your gran is dead, I'm sure that lots of lovely things lie in the years ahead.
The years 77 to 79 were years of crisis. Illness and the breakdown of his marriage began to take its toll on Riley's poetry. A touch of bitterness and rancour became discernible, as this extract from his anniversaries shows.
So, you've been married a year.
Ha! It won't last.
1978.
The vision was never fully realised. In 1982, Bob Riley was killed by society, love, and a bus. Tributes came in from Larkin, Betjeman, and Graham Souness.
Unknown to them all, he had just written perhaps his finest work, outreaching all the others in its scope, scale, and dramatic power. That was the now legendary "You have passed your driving test."
Watch out, honk honk. Who's coming? Driving down the road. So carefully and safely, it looks like they've been driving a long time. But no! It looks like...
blank, blank.
He, she, must have passed his...
her...
test. Hip hip, hip hip. Hip hip, hooray! Oh, driver, who is the best?
And with only 100 metres to go at the end of this London Marathon, it is Tim DeYoung, a virtual newcomer who shares the same aggressive style as that old long-distance champion, Lassie Viren. In fact, not only does he have the same stride pattern as Viren, but I believe he has also drawn the same moustache and beard on his face with a biro. And it is Tim DeYoung first through the line. In second place, Montego of Mexico. In third, it's Gary Lyons of Gateshead. In fourth, it's the gruesome twosome in the creepy coop. In five, the man in the suit with his daughter on his shoulders. And in six, David Norcross.
Antonio Inez de Plat in first place. Tim DeYoung.
I think this prize for the glory of Finland and all members of the Viren family.
Will, click your fingers to bring him out of the trance.
Look, are we dead sure we want him to stop being Lassie Viren?
Well, it's a bit unfair.
He could make a bucket load of money, you know.
I think morally we probably do have to bring him out of it, Will.
Oh, right.
Properly, or it won't work.
Oh!
See, he only half did it. Now he just thinks he's Lassie.
And Now in Colour was written and performed by Tim Firth, Tim DeYoung, Michael Rutger and William Van Dyke. The producer was Lissa Evans.
And next week, the...